All right. So, don't be foolish. Okay, it's an order from Srila Prabhupada. Don't be foolish. Well, it's easier to follow rules like don't eat meat, because that's something specific. But don't be foolish, it has a much broader application. And anyway, in this world, we're all foolish. Well, that's Prabhupada's order. Don't be foolish. Stop being foolish. That means we have to listen to Prabhupada, follow his instructions, and change our whole mentality. Our whole mentality is foolish. It's foolish to aspire for anything else but the service of Krishna and his servants. To aspire for sense enjoyment, to aspire for liberation from the material world without service to Krishna. This is all foolish. So here's another quote from a lecture of Srila Prabhupada's. This is from a lecture on February the 13th, 1971, in Gorakhpur, India. A lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Texts 24 and 25. Srila Prabhupada is describing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. And actually where Srila Prabhupada says here, don't be foolish, he's actually repeating or paraphrasing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in a certain circumstance. I'll read the quote and then I'll explain it. Srila Prabhupada speaking. People saw at night some light in Yamuna dancing. So people thought that Krishna has again come and he is curbing down the Kaliya. So people gathered. Every night they used to gather on the bank of the Yamuna that Krishna has again come. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one personal assistant, Balabhadra. So he asked permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, can I go and see Krishna? So many people are going. And Chaitanya, don't be foolish. So the background of this, probably most of you don't know, having not yet read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in its fullness, or even partially. This comes toward the end of the Madhya Lila, this pastime. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was residing at Puri, in the first years of his residing at Puri, he would sometimes go outside. That's described that Pratam Choi Bachan Niladri Bachan Pratam Choi Bachan Gaman Agaman Kabu Gaur Kabu Dakin Kabu Vrindavan. The first 6 years of his staying in Puri, he would be coming and going between Bengal, South India, and Vrindavan. He went to South India once on an extensive tour and went to Vrindavan once. His visit to Vrindavan was much delayed because his followers would keep him in Puri. They didn't want to let him go. Eventually he went. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, describes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was generally always in a state of ecstasy, just remembering Vrindavan. He always remembered Vrindavan. He said, Anna hridayam man mora man Vrindavan. For others, their heart is their mind, but for me, my mind is Vrindavan. So he's always absorbed in thoughts of Vrindavan. And then as he went toward Vrindavan, the prospect of actually going there increased his ecstasy more and more. In fact, when he first took sannyas, he immediately thought, now I'm going to go to Vrindavan. And it was his plan to go there was changed to go to Puri so that his mother could get news of him. Because devotees generally go from Bengal to Puri, and it's fairly close to Bengal compared to Vrindavan. but he was always thinking of going there. So when he was on the path, his ecstasy and expectation of being in Vrindavan increased, and as he got closer and closer, increased more and more. Although his ecstasy in love of Krishna is unlimited, but nevertheless it increased. When he came to Mathura, first of all he came to Mathura, that is the traditional system for making pilgrimage to Vrindavan. First one should go to Mathura and bathe and perform various rituals at Vishram Ghat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did all this in Mathura, his ecstasy was increasing, and in Vrindavan it was just, it was already indescribable, but it became more indescribable. So he's in complete ecstasy like this. And during the time he was there, he had one Brahmana assistant whose name was Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Now, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay there, he was just there for 1 month. And during the time of his staying there, there was a lot of talk going around that Krishna, every night, can be seen in the Yamuna River or on the Yamuna River dancing on the head of Kaliya at the Kaliya Hrad, one part of the Yamuna, which is the place where Krishna, 5,000 years ago, or at that time it would have been about 4,500 years ago, the place where Krishna danced on the head of Kaliya. So, people would go there at night and see that there's some flickering light on the water, and the water would shimmer. So they thought, oh, it must be Krishna. He's come again dancing on the heads of Kaliya. And they would call, and people would go and say, yes, we saw Krishna. And everyone was getting very excited. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also got to hear of this, and he said, well, let's go. Let's go at night and see. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't interested, but at least let me go and see. He's already with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But he became misled by this talk, and when he proposed that, let me go at night to see Krishna. You want to see Krishna, don't you? Who wouldn't want to see Krishna? Everyone's saying, you can go, you go at night and you can see Krishna. Definitely you want to go. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, don't be foolish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the all-pervading super soul. He's also Krishna himself, so he knew for a fact that Krishna wasn't there. But even from the position that he was playing as being a topmost devotee, an acharya, not that he accepted disciples, but acharya in the sense of teaching others. What is Krishna consciousness? Apane acharya prabhu jibere shikai. By his own behavior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught all the jivas. Apane na koile dharma shikan na jai. Unless one personally follows the principles of dharma, it's not possible to teach others. So he told him, don't be foolish. Why is that? Because there's no shastric record that Krishna will personally appear in Vrindavan at this time. He came, he left 5,000 years ago. Those who have the eyes can still see Krishna's pastimes continuing in Vrindavan, but for most people, the eyes, that means premanjana churita, bhakti velochanena, those whose eyes are smeared with the salve of love, they can see Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, but others can't. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding that this is some fantasy, some what is the word? Some frenzy is going on, unwarrantedly. He said, don't be foolish. Now, one thing is very interesting, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even when completely in the highest ecstasy and being in Vrindavan, he was still connected with this world in the matter of laying down correct Siddhanta. He didn't suspend that function due to being in such ecstasy. When there was some mistake, actually, he didn't make counter-propaganda against this idea that was going on. But when his own servant came to him, he told him, don't be foolish. Why didn't he make counter-propaganda? Well, it's not stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But presumably he knew that the real fact would come to light soon, which it did. It was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing this matter with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, some more learned people came. At that time in India, actually up to very recent times, learned people, the people who could read and write, constituted a very small part of the population. Those who could read and... Yeah, well, Brahmanas, of course, could. Kshatriyas could also, though they didn't practice so much writing or reading. Vaishyas, maybe, to some extent. And Shudras, not at all. And lower than Shudras, not at all. And those who are actually learned and wise in that sense, they were very few. So they came, these gentlemen came and said, you see, all these foolish people are going. What it is, there's one fisherman going at night. He has a lamp on his boat and he's going there for catching fish, and foolish people are coming and thinking that this is Krishna. It must have been in the dark part of the month where the darkest part of the month. That means the end of the Krishna Paksha and the beginning of the Shukla Paksha or Gaura Paksha. In Gauriya terminology, we say Gaura Paksha. The light, the toward the end of the dark half of the moon's phase and the beginning of the bright half, it's so dark you can't see anything very clearly. So the fisherman's light shimmering on the water was mistaken to be Krishna dancing on the heads of Kaliya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why didn't he make counter-propaganda? Well, one reason maybe it was just so foolish that it had to come to light very soon. Anyway, but he instructed his servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, you don't be foolish. At least you shouldn't be foolish. Others may be foolish, but you shouldn't be foolish. At least he corrected his servant. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, is described, he had three levels of consciousness. Generally, he would exhibit. He was always in ecstasy, but sometimes he was totally absorbed in ecstasy. Sometimes he was able to function in what we might call a normal manner in the external world, and sometimes he was in between. But in Vrindavan, he was all the time in a highly charged state of ecstasy, so it became very difficult for Balabhadra to serve him or care for him. One reason it was difficult was because so many people were coming and offering lunch invitations. That was one reason. Another reason is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy was uncontrollable. That was always there, but it became very difficult for Balabhadra to look after him. So at one point, Balabhadra said, it's really getting difficult. Why don't we just go to Prayag, where Allahabad, where the Magh Mela will be upcoming. So then they said, okay. And then they walked along the bank of the Yamuna and they came to Prayag. It sounds like walking to the other side of the room or something like that, but walking from Mathura, Vrindavan, to Prayag means it's quite a long journey. Maybe, how far? 700 kilometers, something like that. I'm just guessing. Something like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's known as Prema Avatar, Prema Prada. He is the form of Krishna who has descended into this world, the very embody of Krishna Prema, Prema Rupa, Prema Prada, the one who gives love of Krishna. But still, in his method of giving love of Krishna, he would also, as necessary, say, don't be foolish. It wasn't that he was just dancing and chanting. He was also speaking with others, correcting their wrong conceptions. There are many examples of this. Of course, most famous in Chaitanya Charitamrita are the extended discussions he had with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati, both impersonalists. But there are many others also. On his journey from Mathura, Vrindavan to Prayag, which I just mentioned, along the way, they met some Muslims, and there was also in the group of Muslims, there was one peer, or means very learned religious leader, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also discussed with him and enlightened him that actually in the Quran it describes that the Supreme is Allah is a person with a bluish black body playing a flute. Among his own followers also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly corrected them. Here we see Balabhadra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected him. Don't be foolish. There are many instances. Maybe the most famous and heartbreaking or tragic, we could say, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's correction of Chota Haridas, called Chota to distinguish him from Haridas Thakur. But he was also, Chota Haridas was a kirtaniya in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's assembly. And one time when Bhagavan Acharya, who also got corrected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Bhagavan Acharya was to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his residence for taking madhyanam, the midday prasadam, then Chota Haridas was requested by Bhagavan Acharya to beg some fine rice from Madhavi Devi, because it's known that she had a stock of very good rice, first-class rice. She was old, she was highly advanced in devotional service, she was very austere. But because Haridas saw a woman, Prabhupada explained that there was some young woman there who Haridas looked at lustfully. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had understood that Haridas had looked lustfully at a young woman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu banished him from his company. It seemed like an extremely severe chastisement. And devotees thought that, okay, he told Haridas not to come. After a few days, he'll let him come back. But he didn't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't let him come back. And he was very severe with his followers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very severe, that don't even talk to me about this. Don't even, when his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers said, well, you now you can be kind to Hari, let him come. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, look, I can't tolerate this. If a renunciant is attracted like that, or speaks intimately with a woman. So this went on for a whole year. And then Haridas left this world by entering the waters at the Triveni, which is generally understood to be the, again, at Allahabad, Prayag, although there is another Triveni close to Puri, so it probably could have been there also. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the all-knowing personality of Godhead at that time, said, okay, now you can call Haridas. And no one had told him about this. And they said, well, he drowned himself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, swakarma phala bhukpuman. Everyone gets the result of their activity. So he appeared to be very, very harsh. Bhagavan Acharya also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many. Bhagavan Acharya, Bhagavan Acharya's brother came from Varanasi. His brother was named Gopal, where Gopal had been studying Vedanta in an impersonalistic way, and Bhagavan Acharya thought, well, this is great, my brother's became a big scholar. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, you see, Bhagavan Acharya, he's just a very simple-hearted, but he doesn't understand that hearing this Mayavad will contaminate the heart, even of a great devotee like him. And so Bhagavan Acharya, although he was very happy to receive his brother, he sent his brother away. Between brothers, it's understood, generally there's a very close relationship. It definitely was there. Bhagavan Acharya was very happy. He sent him away. So many cases. Brahmananda Bharati was senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu socially. But when he appeared, so he came to Puri, Brahmananda Bharati. And devotee said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, he came. Shall we bring him to see you? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't bring him to see me. I'll go and see him. That he's superior to me. He's elder to me. He's the godbrother of my guru. I should go and see him. So he went to see him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Brahmananda Bharati was wearing a deer skin. And so he said, well, where's Brahmananda Bharati? He said, well, it's him. He's standing right in front of you. He said, no, I don't see Brahmananda Bharati. It's like if Priya Govinda is sitting there, and I say, where's Priya Govinda? Oh, there, he's right there. I don't see him. What are you talking about? And the devotees were saying, well, he's right there. He said, no, that can't be Brahmananda Bharati because he wouldn't wear a deer skin. And then Brahmananda Bharati thought, oh, he doesn't like me wearing a deer skin. Because although he was superior in terms of social etiquette, he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's generally referred to as Prabhu after accepting sannyas. Prabhu kohe. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat also, we find this. So then he went and changed his cloth and said, well, actually, you're right. I was wearing that just out of some pride to show that I'm a great renunciant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he didn't like someone to, maybe not the deer skin as such, but the attitude that goes with it. Then there was some discussion between Brahmananda Bharati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which Brahmananda Bharati, in this case, he established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resisting that, he ultimately said, well, in a discussion between the guru and the disciple, the guru has to win because Brahmananda Bharati is on the level of his guru. So they're very nice dealings in Chaitanya Charitamrita, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sometimes harsh. You better look that. You know which verse is coming up? Okay, look it up, because I always forget it. Vajradapi kotorani, kusum api komal. Lokotaras charitanam konu. And yeah, look it up, as I always forget that verse. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah, he would chastise. He did a lot also. It wasn't just that he was dancing and singing and everyone came up to him and joined in dancing and singing. Actually, that was for the common people. But for those who he considered important people, that means Sarvabhauma, Prakashananda, he entered into discussion with them, with his own associates. He would take the trouble to correct them and tell them, don't be foolish. So what is that verse? Vajradapi koturani. Vajradapi koturani mridur mriduni kusamapyapi. Kusamavapi. Lokotaranam chetangsi konu vigyatam ishvaraha. That's the verse which is described. It's actually from a work called Uttaramacharit in relationship to Lord Ram, but it's used here in relationship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaving his followers behind, crying in separation from him, as he had to go out for preaching. It means go out means he went, left them, not that they wouldn't see him for months. So this is said, he's hard like a thunderbolt, soft like a lotus flower. Who can understand the mind of such superior persons? So generally it's said that don't be foolish, that one shouldn't say such things, that someone who chastises someone else, that means they're just in low consciousness. And actually, often that's true. Among materialistic people, they call each other bad names, or try to find fault-finding. But that may be done by someone in high consciousness also. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's also a description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, Jagannath Mishra. His son was a very naughty boy. After all, he is Krishna. So Krishna's a naughty boy. And when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also misbehaved in many ways, but lovable. But lovable, but very frustrating sometimes also. So in a dream, Jagannath Mishra was approached by one godly being who said to him that, look, you don't know who your son is. You shouldn't chastise him so much. And Jagannath Mishra said in reply, well, he may be a demigod, he may be Narayan himself. But I'm his father. And the duty of a father is to correct his son. And I will do that. So the godly being, very satisfied, left, and Jagannath Mishra went on chastising his son. So don't be foolish. We can become intelligent by hearing the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but better we hear the pastimes of Krishna through the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna's pastimes, especially his dealings as with women, they are very difficult for the conditioned soul to understand. And there's a strong tendency to misunderstand. So better that we hear through the agency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada embarking upon his massive project to translate and comment in English on the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, first gave as an introduction a brief life sketch, as he puts it, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we have to understand Srimad Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, best we understand. We can, as Srila Prabhupada writes in that introduction, the serious student of Srimad Bhagavatam will do well to go through the commentaries of the previous acharyas. And he mentions many others also, many other commentators, including Vallabhacharya, among others. But especially we have to understand through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who really brought out the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's just one more section I want to speak on don't be foolish, but I'll leave that for another time. Srila Prabhupada's warning, don't be foolish in relation to hearing Krishna's intimate pastimes with the gopis. Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please? Yeah. Sometimes devotees say they have seen Krishna in their dream. Which devotees? Several devotees. No, I'm asking specifically. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but Srila Prabhupada also said he had done so. So some top-level devotees may do so. But, you may also. I mean, I have, in the sense, deities. Sometimes we, those who are doing deity worship, it's just like anything. If you do plowing the field all day, probably in your dream you'll be plowing the field also. Or counting money. I had that experience on my initiation day in Janmashtami 1975. I was the treasurer, and the devotees, I guess they hadn't thought to get a money counting machine, so it was lots of money coming in, and I was counting all day. I just went out briefly for my initiation, and then I came back again, and then the 1 or 2 hours rest I had after midnight before Mangalati, I was counting. So if you're doing deity worship day after day, then it's quite likely you're going to see the deities in your dream also. Or be in a kirtan, if you do kirtan. You may also have that experience of being in a kirtan in your dream. So you may see Krishna, yeah. Deity is a Prabhupada spoke with them. Yeah, maybe. But you have to be careful. I've given an example about this also. I remember in Calcutta, this must be, what, early 1980s, the temple president then said that the deity of Prabhupada spoke to him and said, do you think I can get a new set of cloth? Because his cloth was worn out. He told me that, and he got some new cloth. There's one case whereby email one devotee in the West, or newcomer devotee, asked me about what she should do with her life, and I suggested, well, you could dedicate your life to the rest of your life to book distribution. And then she said, I was so upset on hearing this, I'm not cut out for book distribution. I went before Prabhupada and said, what should I say to him? Prabhupada said, to him means to myself. And Prabhupada said, you should kick him in the face. She wrote that in a letter to me. So it's hardly imaginable that Prabhupada, if someone advises someone else to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, that Prabhupada would respond to kick that person in the face. Because Srila Prabhupada, we know, was so much promoting his book distribution. So we have to be careful. It may be our own mind that's speaking, and we imagine that Prabhupada's speaking to us. And they can be nonsense dreams also, where you might find Srila Prabhupada wrote about that if the dream is spiritual, if exactly what was Srila Prabhupada's wording, the dream is spiritual if it's on the spiritual platform, something like that. If in a dream you see all the past acharyas playing a cricket match, for instance, then it would be something. Things like that can happen in dreams, because things get mixed up in really strange ways. That example is there in the Bhagavatam. You see a golden mountain. You've seen gold, and you see a mountain, and you see a golden mountain. But no one saw a golden mountain, at least. It's just something. So you can put one experience, a cricket match, together with another experience, thinking of the previous acharyas, and come up with something strange like that. That wouldn't be a spiritual dream. You can give a title to this lecture, "The Acharyas Playing Cricket." That'll be a popular one. Everyone will, "Oh, really? That means I can do it also." And then they won't listen to it, and said they'll quote me and say, "Well, I'm playing cricket. You see, Acharyas, I also played cricket. Bhakti Vikas Swami said so. It's authorized." Sorry, what? Husband? What? They had a dream of Sai Baba, and because of that they came to Krishna consciousness. Well, it may be that Krishna is being so merciful on them that he manifested that in their minds. Maybe. There was one elderly man in South India who was very much attached to Ram Krishna Mission. And he was convinced that due to Ram Krishna, he came to Krishna consciousness. So he went on and got initiated, but he never got the Ram Krishna thing out of his system. So he never really became a devotee of Krishna. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. So, coming to Krishna through Sai Baba is very dangerous. Better go back. Better go back through 84 lakh species of life, and in the meantime, forget all of that and come back. Or just listen to devotees and understand that this Sai Baba is a nonsense. But it may be he may do something good also. There was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada's who, he told Prabhupada, that you can find in the conversations, that he was with this Yogi Mahesh. And he asked him, "Well, is there something more?" He felt that Yogi Mahesh's transcendental meditation, so-called, he wasn't fully satisfied. And eventually this Yogi Mahesh said to him, "Well, if you want the full and highest spiritual life, you have to go to Prabhupada." So he did. So, if they do something good, we can recognize that. Yeah. In Seva Kunj at night time, if you go in there, you either die or you become mad. So is the story. But the whole area around what is now called Seva Kunj, that whole area around it's also Seva Kunj, except it is all covered with residences and shops. So how is that? It's that walled off area, which is now called Seva Kunj, was walled off just to save some of it. Otherwise, Seva Kunj was a much bigger area, but it got encroached or whatever. If you're sleeping in your house at night and it's within the traditional area of Seva Kunj, then you should also go mad. So it's a saying, Lokik. It's a saying, local people say, and then no one wants to check it out to find if it's true. Should it be considered foolishness? Well, again, no one wants to check it out to see if it's true. But then again, people, yeah, if it has no, if there's no solid basis to it, why should it be accepted? All, like I say, all the people on the outside of, just outside the wall, they're also in Sevakunj. What is actually the area of Sevakunj, although just a very small area is now designated as Sevakunj. Yeah. There's no clear description of what is the fault of Chota Haridas in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, talking intimately with a woman. Maybe he just went alone. Yeah, it's not absolutely clear. Talking intimately with a woman. Going and begging some rice doesn't seem to be talking intimately. Srila Prabhupada said there must have been some young woman present. And he looked lustfully at him. Something like this. Yeah, it's not so clear exactly what is his fault. No, that's Chota Haridas is not Haridas Thakur. They're not the same person. There are so many Haridases. It's a common name for Vaishnavas. When someone becomes a Vaishnava, they may just call Haridas. Anyone may call. Just as a Haridas is not the original name of Haridas Thakur anyway. It would have been something like Mohammed Sulaiman or something like that. It might have been. That could be in Muhammad is a common, and then Sulaiman means of Solomon, isn't it? It means Solomon. What in English comes out as Solomon. Chastisement seems to be the main part of seva. Yeah, even in pure devotional service, you may get some. Yeah, even in the spiritual world, the pastimes are sweetened by an admixture of chastisement. Yeah, and in the highest pastimes between Radha and Krishna, there's a lot of apparent mutual insulting and rejecting. Yeah. That makes it sweeter. Yeah. Srila, this idea that sadhus don't get angry is wrong. I've discussed this in depth in that book on speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service. Not unnecessarily angry, or not angry on the egoistic platform, but for the service of Krishna. Failure to get angry is a fault in certain circumstances, yeah. Well, this is quite off the subject. Why is it difficult to remember Krishna at the time of death? Well, it's a very intense time, and we tend to focus on that to which we're most attached. So if we're not most attached to Krishna, then we'll think of something else. And as we have very deep attachments to that which is Krishnetara, things other than Krishna, then that tendency may be there to think of something else. Therefore, it is required that Bhajare bhajare man ati manda bhaja braja bane radha krishna charanaravinda bhajan bina gati naire. We should worship Radha and Krishna. There are so many injunctions. Smara Srinivas Haridas Murari Mukunda. We remember the great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will help us. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.